Good morning and welcome to our podcast. My name is David Pritchard and I'm the head of marketing here at Sintons. Our podcast today is the second of three podcasts we're going to be bringing you this week. And the reason for these podcasts is that we are supporting Resolutions Good Divorce Week. And for those of you who don't know, Good Divorce Week raises awareness of the work of family justice professionals. So as I said, Good Divorce Week runs this year from the 29th of November to the 3rd of December. Sintons Family Team are going to be doing a multitude of things across the week. In addition to the three podcasts that I mentioned, we are also going to be doing a live Q&A session this Thursday, and we're going to be offering a free legal advice clinic this Friday. I'll come on to contact details shortly, but all the details can be found on our website, www.sintons.co.uk. Episode 2 is going to give top tips on how to have a child-focused separation. So without any further ado, Sophie, good morning and over to you.
Thank you, David. In our second podcast as part of Resolutions Good Divorce Week, today we will be focusing on the top tips on how to have a child-focused separation. So separating from a partner can be difficult. Your routines change, you have to learn to function as one instead of two, and there can be a lot of pain and upset. A separation does not only cause disruption and upset to the parties involved, but also those close to them, in particular any children of the family. In this article, we will be providing you with some top tips on how you can separate in a way that makes the process as smooth as possible for your children. Acceptance. If you are positive that there is no chance of reconciliation, then the first step is coming to terms with the fact the relationship is over. It is also important to acknowledge that there will be some conflict along the way. When separating from a partner, emotions run high, and as you both move through the stages of the grieving process, often at different rates, you will hit obstacles. This is okay, and it is completely natural. As conflict arises, try to manage your side of it. Take a step back and look at the full picture, and try not to let your emotions negatively influence your reactions. Start to build your support network, and this could include counsellors, a divorce coach, mediators, or legal professionals. Telling the children. It is your choice when to tell your children you are separating, and when often depends on your child's age and their level of understanding. For a younger child, they may have a lesser understanding, but an older child will be aware their home life is changing and pick up on differing behaviours. An older child, therefore, may benefit from being in the know sooner rather than later. Many children report that they were told too late about their parents separating. When telling the children, focus on listening and following up on conversations, minimising exposure of any adult conversations, acknowledge the children's feelings are normal, let them know it is not their fault and they are not responsible for making any important decisions, provide comfort, and remain open, but also allow space for them to be able to process the information in their own time. Learning to co-parent. Communication is key, and remembering what is in the children's best interests is the paramount concern. Remove any animosity you may feel for your ex-partner when considering the arrangements for the children, and focus solely on the fact that, unless there is a valid reason why not, children benefit from having a strong and consistent relationship with both parents. If emotions are running high and arguments are ensuing, avoid face-to-face contact until matters have settled and communicate via telephone, text message, or email. You may wish to try a co-parenting app such as Our Family Wizard. You could also try handovers in a neutral location, for example, from and to school, in a public car park, or via a third party such as a family member. Set a routine and have consistent arrangements for the children so they know which parent they are with on which day. If this cannot be agreed, then consider mediation or contact a legal professional who would be able to assist you both in reaching an agreement. Resolution is a community of family justice professionals who aim to resolve family law issues in a constructive way. Members take a non-confrontational approach when resolving disputes, and the aim is to deal with matters as amicably as possible. Resolution have created a guide called Parenting Through Separation, which is available for free to download on their website. The guide aims to give parents access to information and support to help them through the journey of parenting post-separation. All of our family team at Sintons are Resolution members, and we aim to make our clients' separations as straightforward as possible. We also have solicitors who are collaboratively trained, and this practice involves four-way meetings with parties and their representatives to discuss and negotiate the best outcome for the family overall without having to go to court. If you're going through a separation and you are looking for some advice, then please do not hesitate to contact one of our family team on 0191 226 7878 or at www.sintons.co.uk. Thank you.
Thanks, Sophie. Enjoyed listening to that. Very quickly from me, we release our webinars, podcasts, and blogs on a regular basis, all of which can be found on our website, www.sintons.co.uk, should you wish to take a look. And you can also follow the family team on Twitter at Sintons Family. If you'd like to discuss anything Sophie's raised today further, please don't hesitate to get in touch with her. Sophie can be contacted via telephone 0191 226 7878 or via email sophie.dodds@sintons.co.uk. That's all from us today. Thank you very much for listening. Stay safe, everyone.